Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Tazria, where the Torah tells us what happens if a nega tzoras shows up on a place that used to have a shchin or a mikvah, and it started healing with a scab. What are the unique halachos to such a nega tzoras? By the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. And if a person had the condition called shchin, which is when the body heats up, and one of the symptoms are that it opens up into a boil, but he was healed and a scab started growing on it. That is the stage where this nega tzoras is relevant to. Before it was healed, we're not talking about that. After it was healed completely, it's regular skin. And as halachos have a regular tzoras, it's at that stage where it has a scab, that's what we're talking about. Says Rashi, shchin loshen chimu, when the skin heats up. Shenischamim haboso belikui haboloi machmas mako, sheloi machmas haur. When the skin heats up, becomes some type of ailment other than a fire. V'nirpo hashchin helo arucho, it healed itself, but not completely. It started with a scab. And on that spot, we have a nega tzoras. I'm not sure what Rashi wants with the word acher. Any of that. Posuk yutez ve'hoyo b'mkoy mashachin se'eis levono oy v'heres levono adam domes v'nir'o el ha'koyhein. And in the place that there used to be shchin and now there's a scab, a nega tzoras shows up. Either in the form of a se'is or vaheres, two shades of white, but here it's levono adam domes. It's white mixed with red. He has to be seen by the kohen. Oy vaheres levono adam domes is Rashi she'ina nega lovon cholok. It's not clear white. Elo posuch ume'ura b'shtei ma'alois. It's mixed with two colors, loiven ve'oidem, white and red. Dero ha'koyhein, v'inei mar'eho shofol mina oir usaro hofach lovon v'timeo ya'koyhein, nega tzoras hi b'shechin porocho. And the koyhein sees, and it has a deeper look than the rest of the skin. What before the pasuk called mar'eho omoik mina oir. Over here it's calling shofol mina oir. It's the same idea, because something with that shade of white is going to appear to be deeper than the background regular skin. And we have a simen tumo, usaro hofach lavon. At least two of the black hairs turned into white. Such a person is a metzira muchlot right from the start. The kohen shibi mitamim, this is a tzoras that grew on his shchin. Says Rashi, mar eho shofol, but vein mamosho shofol. When you feel it, you don't feel that it's taking a dip. It just looks that it's deeper. And the metoich lavnu nisoy, because it's white, hu nireh shofol v'omoik, it looks as if it's deep. Kamarechamo amukom enatzel, like a sunny spot looks deeper than the shady spot surrounding it. Posuk chof alev ve'im yireno hakoyhein, ve'inei ein bo se'or lavon ushfoloi ne'eno mina oir v'hicheho. But if the kohen sees and there is no simon tumo, there is no se'ol lavon, and ushfolo einenu min ha'oir, it doesn't look deeper than the rest of the healthy skin. This is what Rashi told us before, he doesn't know what that means. And the Ramban explained that this is a result of having black hairs in there. If there are black hairs in there, it's going to ruin the effect of ushfolo min ha'oir. But the reason that ushfolo einenu min ha'oir is not because it doesn't have the right shade of white. Rather, the einenu cheho, the word einenu that says ushfolo einenu min ha'oir, is also going on the words v'hi cheho. It's einenu cheho. It's not darkened. It does have the right shade of white. If it doesn't have the right shade of white, there's nothing what to talk about. He's not a mitzvah. He didn't get the first base. Rather, although it's ushfolo einenu min ha'oir, but it's not because it's keiho, because it's also einenu keiho. So in other words, we have the right criteria to get you to first base. It's the right shade of white and it's the right color, but there's no siman tuma. What's the halacha of his gilui hakoyin shivas yomim? His chayv hezker. He now became a metzora musgor. Posuk chov beis veim posu yisif se ba'oyer ve'timei hakoyin oisoi nega hi. And if 7 days later he comes back to the koyin and the koyin sees that it grew, Pisyoin is another siman tuma, and therefore the kohen should be metameit nega hi. Rashi's bothered by it. Rashi told us before that nega is lashon zochor. It should have said nega hu. Says Rashi, nega hi haseis hazois eya beheres. The word he is going back on the seis and beheres, which is lashon nekeva, and therefore he will become a metzera muchlot, because now he has a siman tuma. Posuk chov gimel v'im tachteho ta'amoid ha-beheres lo yifososo tzurefes ha-shechin hi v'tiharoi ha-koyen. But if after 7 days of Hezgel he comes to the Koyen and nothing grew, nothing happened, it stayed identical to what he saw 7 days ago, then that's a sign that it's tzurefes ha-shechin hi. Rashi gives us two pshotim in tzurefes. Either it means leftovers or the residue of the shechin, or it means it's the shrinking of the shechin. The bottom line is, this is not a tzaras, and therefore the kohen should be mitaherim. Of course, he'll need to go to the mikvah because he was a metzera musgal, but he will not become a metzera muchlot. Says Rashi, tachteho bimkoimo, in its place. Tzorevez ha-shechin ketargumoy roishem shichano. The word roishem means residue, leftovers. It's just the leftovers of this sickness called shechin. Now Rashi seems to say a different pshat in Tzoreves. Called Tzoreves loshen rigi'as oir hanirga machmas chimum. The shrinking of the skin that shrinks when it heats up. Kamoi v'nitzchiv ubo kol ponim. Maybe it's not too pshotim, it's just that Tzoreves literally means to shrink. And the Targum is b'metargum lefi ha'inyan, that it's the residue left over. I'm not sure if it's two different pshat. So to sum up, there are two differences between tzoras hashchin and a regular tzoras of nige ur bosor that we saw above. Difference number one, you'll notice over here, the simon tumor of michias bosor chai does not appear. In nige shchin, there is only two simone tumor, and that is seor lovon and pisyoin, not michias bosor chai. A second difference, over here, there's only one Hezgel. If after the first Hezgel, it was Omad Be'enov, Loifososo, he is Tohor. Mashenk and Meniga Irboso. If nothing happened after the first Hezgel, he gets a second Hezgel. Over here, you're limited to one Hezgel. If afterwards, if there's a Pisyoin, he's Tome. And if there's no Pisyoin, he will be Tohor. Amta Posuk Chov Dalid, the halacha is of a Shechin. That shows up in a place that a person had a burn, and it started curing with a scab. You'll soon see in Rashi why I put both these parashiyos into one topic, and therefore Lanius 90, we should skip this ali over here. If a person's flesh, he had a burn on his skin, and the burn cured, and it started growing a scab. And on that scab we have this beheret levono adam demes oy levono. Either it shows up in a whitish reddish mixed together, or just plain white. Says Rashi, michias hamichvo, kishachoyso hamichvo. Michvo is a burn. And when it started curing, nefcho lebeheres, psucho oy levono chaloko. There's a negatzoras grows on it, either beheres mixed with red or straight white. Says Rashi, you're about to see that v'simoni michvo v'simoni shchin shovim heim. The halochos of shchin and michvo are identical. Both of them have only two simoni tuma, seor lovon and pisyoin, and they both do not have the simon tuma of a michias boson chai. Both of them are limited to one hezgel, not two. If that's the case, lo mochil gana kosu. So why does the Torah separate them into two parshiyos? It could have simply said at the beginning, Uboso ki yihi yevoiroi shechin or michvo v'nirpo, and save ourselves a couple of psukim. And but Rashi, loymar sheim mitstarfim zeim ze. To tell us that although they have the same halachos, but they're not mitstarf one to another. For instance, noilad chatzig gris b'shchin, v'chatzig gris b'michvo, lo yidoinu ki gris. We mentioned that the minimum size of a tzoras is the size of a gris, an Israeli shekel. Let's say a person had a michvas hamichvo, and the shchin v'nilpo right next to each other, and there's a half a gris of a tzoras on the shchin v'nilpo, and the other half of gris is on the michyas hamichvo right next to each other. Should we join them together, and now we have a shear of a tzoras? Says the Torah, no. That's why there's a parsha separating them, telling you that although they have the same halachas, but we're going to separate them because they're not mitzvah. So I take back what I said about Aliyah before. Maybe that's what he had in mind, dafka to separate them for the same reason the Torah separated them. Posuk chof hei vera'o iso hakoi hein v'hine nepach si'or lovon baba heres. Umareho omoik mina oir tzoras hi b'michvo parocho v'timeo iso yakoi hein nega tzoras hi. And the Kohen sees this nega tzoras that showed up on the scab of the michyas hamichvo, and there's a simen tumah. Two black hairs turned into white, and it looks deeper than the skin, the natural phenomena of a bright white spot in the background, in the middle of a healthy skin. Says the Torah, Tzoraasi, it grew in the michva, and the Kohen should be metamez as a metzora muchlot immediately. This is a nega tzoras. But ve'im ir'eno ha'koyhein, ve'ine ein baba heres, se'or lovon ushfoloineno mina oir ve'hicheho, ve'izgiro ha'koyhein shiv'as yomim. If the Kohen looks at it, and there is no two white hairs over there, and it doesn't look deeper than the rest, but not because it's not white enough. Rather, ve'hicheho, as we said, the word eineno is also going on the ve'hicheho. As if it says, v'hi eineno cheho. It's not dark. It's one of the white, one of the four shades of white. But for some reason, it doesn't look deeper. Rashi says he doesn't know why. The Ramban says it's a result of the two black hairs, whatever the reason may be. Such a person enters the criteria of a metzora musgo. It's the right color and right size. V'izgiru ha'koyen and shivas yomim. Stay at home for 7 days. The Kohen sees him on the seventh day, and their tzoras grew. A pisyoin is another simen tuma, which will be metamehim as a metzoiro muchlot, a full-fledged metzoiro. But v'im tachteho samoida beheres lo yifoseso v'oir v'hicheho se'eis hamichvo hi. If after 7 days nothing happened, it stayed the same size. But here, by shchin of a michvo, the Torah adds two words, v'hi cheho. We did not have these two words in equivalent posuk by shchin in posuk chov gimel. But the same halacha would apply. What the Torah is telling you, if nothing happened, it stayed the same color, but it didn't grow, he's going to be tohar. Or, even if it did grow, but it's v'hi cheho, it no longer has the color of the one of the four shades of white, then it's going to be tohar. B'maymer ha'muzgo l'chayra, according to the Rashi above, Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Vov, that Rashi learned to pshutay shel mikro, shelo yalib de hilchasa, L'chayra, that should apply here also, v'yesh l'ayin. Because Rashi didn't say anything over here, I don't know. Also, I would ask, on the pshat I said, v'hi cheyo, it loses one of its, it doesn't have the shade of white, and l'chayra pshita, that's not a nega. Why does the Torah have to tell it to me? I don't know. Could be the chiddush is, I may have thought, once it started out with the right color, now, you're going to keep the status of a metzora musgo until it completely disappears. Says the Torah, no. If it doesn't have its color, the right color anymore, even though it's not skin color, nevertheless, even if it grew, it's going to be tohar. Se'es hamichvohi. So that's a sign that this is not a se'esh type of tzoras. Rather, it's just a discoloration as a result of the burn. And it's not tzoras, therefore the kohen should be metayrim, because it's a tzoreves hamichvohi. It's just a residue, leftovers of the michvah, or it's a shrinking of the skin as a result of the michvah, and therefore he is going to be tohor. Adkan. The fourth topic of Parashat Tazria, nega tzoras of shchin u'michvah, with the identical alochois, namely, both of them only have two simone tumah, seor lovon and pisyoin. The simon tulo michias bosochai does not appear by them, and they only have one hesgel. After the first hesgel, it will be decided one way or another, well, there will not be a second hesgel. The only slight difference I pointed out between the two parshiyos is between Posuk Chof Gimel and Posuk Chof Ches, where by Michva it says V'hi Cheyo, and by Shchin it doesn't. Which could be, it has to do with the Rashi above, Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Vov, and could be not.